Better Nutrition presents Talk Healthy Today, brought to you by Europharma. Remember to visit them at europharmausa.com.
Bringing you the latest research, tools, and common sense tips you need to get and stay healthy, it's Talk Healthy Today. Here's Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
Today, strokes are no longer an age-related category of ill health. Well, not that they ever were, but I think many of us tended to associate them with the older geriatric part of our community. It's not uncommon today for younger people, people in their middle ages, to have strokes, especially with things like the obesity epidemic and cardiovascular diseases like hypertension and diabetes and cholesterol problems, all of these becoming a very common part of our society. Today, I want to talk about some things that we could possibly do that might help us sidestep a stroke and also help us to realize when one may be happening for ourselves and for somebody else. Knowing when a stroke has happened or occurred is something that, you know, sometimes we have a hard time realizing that it may be happening. There are two different kinds of strokes that we should be aware of. One is an ischemic stroke, when the blood clot blocks an artery that carries blood from the heart to the body. And then there's also a hemorrhagic, you know, which is basically a bleed, when a vessel breaks and also can stop blood flow to the brain, but there is bleeding involved. So two different kinds of strokes. As we get older, the risk for mini strokes, known as transient ischemic attacks or TIAs, rise. The symptoms of these TIAs mimic those of an actual stroke, but sometimes they can go away within about 24 hours. We have to remember that because there are so many different kinds of things going on in our life today and our body is under a lot more stress than we have been for a long time, understanding the idea of and the happening and the awareness, having it, you know, underneath our belt about strokes is really important. We know that stroke is the third leading cause of death in the United States and a leading cause of serious long-term disability in adults. About 600,000 new strokes are reported in the United States each year. The good news is that treatments are available that can greatly reduce the damage caused by a stroke. However, you need to recognize the symptoms of a stroke and get to the hospital as quickly as possible. Getting treatments within the first hour can many times prevent a disability. So understanding the different kinds of stroke is important. Although we understand that the stroke itself is a disease of the brain, it can affect the entire body. The effects of strokes range from mild to severe, can include paralysis, problems with thinking, problems with speaking, and emotional problems. Many patients may also experience pain or numbness after a stroke. So, knowing the signs of a stroke, something we should know, and it's not something we should wait to know until we're much older. We should know it today. Because a stroke injures the brain, you may not realize that you are having a stroke. To a bystander, someone having a stroke may just look unaware and confused. Stroke victims have the best chance if someone around them recognizes the symptoms and asks quickly. So us knowing about this, sometimes maybe not as important even for ourselves, but for having someone out there that realizes it's in case you see it happening. Now, the symptoms happen very quickly. Things like a sudden numbness or weakness of the face and the arms, the leg, especially on one side of the body. Sudden confusion or trouble speaking or understanding speech. Trouble seeing in one or both eyes. Trouble walking. There could be dizziness, loss of your balance and your coordination. A sudden severe headache with no known cause. If you believe someone is having a stroke, if he or she starts to lose the ability to speak or to move one of their arms or legs or one side or experiences some facial paralysis on one side, call 911 immediately. Remember these four things: trouble walking, weakness on one side, trouble seeing, and trouble speaking. Strokes are a medical emergency. Every second, every minute counts when someone's having a stroke. The longer the blood flow is cut off to the brain, the greater the damage. So the immediate treatment can save people's lives and enhance their chances for, you know, a successful recovery. Now, Ischemic strokes, the most common type of strokes, can be treated with a drug called tPA. Now, this dissolves blood clots, obstructing blood flow to the brain. The window of opportunity to start treating a stroke patient was in 3 hours, but to be evaluated and receive treatment, patients need to get to the hospital within 60 minutes. Now, although I prefer to work as naturally as possible, this drug is amazing. I actually saw it work a week and a half ago. My mother was in the hospital for pain treatment from a fall. She had an ischemic stroke. Luckily, we were able to get the diagnosis done that it wasn't a bleed, a vascular bleed on the brain. It was a clot stroke. And amazingly, I was able to get the approval to administer the tPA, which I've done a lot of research on, and I know it is just a heavy-duty blood thinner to break down and dissolve clots throughout the entire body with its own side effects, but the side effects were well worth the risk. Now, at the point that I got to the hospital, which was in a half hour after she had the stroke, there was no verbal activity, and the little bit that was there was just repetition, and it was an awful sight. And no communication skills, frustration in the eyes. It was just terrible. So we got approval and we administered the drug. 24 hours later, they had completely reversed the entire stroke. Now, she is now, they took her right out of ICU and moved her over to a rehab facility. She's up and walking and doing rehab and doesn't really have a remembrance of what happened. And that's a good thing. But this is one of those times when there's a melding of, you know, and an understanding of both the medical community as well as the natural community, because now there's things that I will do on the other side with her that will help to keep her blood from ever being a clotting factor again. Now, a lot of us don't know that we're clotters. A lot of us don't know that these silent clots are building up in our body. She doesn't have high blood pressure. She doesn't have diabetes. I mean, she doesn't have high cholesterol. She's not a smoker. So she's not in the major categories that we would think that we would want to, you know, start to evaluate. So this being said, it was pretty much a godsend, you know, that we were able to have this availability of this medication at this time. And truly, it does make a difference because information, well, information is extremely important. You want to see what's coming up on the show? Like our Facebook page or follow us on Instagram and Twitter and let us know what your favorite healthy habit is. Then listen in. You might just hear it mentioned right here on the show. And face it, we know that walking into most health food stores can, well, boggle the brain. Faced with shelf after shelf of supplements, how do you know what to choose? Well, Better Nutrition can help. Better Nutrition is the healthy shopping magazine, packed with useful information on a variety of health topics, as well as deliciously healthy recipes and good-for-you lifestyle tips. Every issue will help you stay up to date on the best products and advice for optimal wellness. Pick up your copy of Better Nutrition at fine health food stores near you today. So, kind of an interesting topic today. You know, the idea of understanding strokes and being able to have this information. You know, we need to know what to do, and we need to know that there's a lot of different things that can happen. And, you know, but knowing the signs is really, really important. I've seen a stroke happening before, and luckily I was in Los Angeles right near a hospital when I was catching a bus. This was many years ago, and there was a gentleman there, and he was having a stroke, and I saw it. I recognized it. I knew what to look for. I was raised around this kind of stuff, and I knew what to look for, but I never saw it. And I flagged down a paramedic van that was going by, and they stopped. They pulled over, and they got him in the van and got him to the hospital. And, you know, there was no one there at the bus stop, and it was, you know, getting dark. And I'm thinking to myself, he would have had that stroke right there. Might have survived. Probably wouldn't have. He was very overweight, and that was a factor, obviously, I'm sure. I'm guessing, but I think I would assume that that might have been a factor. And he had a pack of cigarettes in his pocket. So chances are, smoker, obesity, two major factors there. So the idea of us being able to be aware of these things. And the thing is, we don't just look to the elderly any longer like we had assumed for many, many years that it was just an elderly-based situation, but it's not like that anymore. You know, remember the time when there was type 2 age-related geriatric old age diabetes? Well, that no longer is the case. It's just plain diabetes now. Diabetes is everywhere. It's in all ages. And I'm not talking about the type 1. I'm talking about plain old, at one time, type 2 diabetes, the one that we are seeing all over the place. Younger people with obesity and smoking and inactivity and high levels of stress and weakened bodies from the inside, coming everything from processed foods to the chemicals and preservatives and hormones and all the things that we have running through our body, the things that we do, the things that we don't do, the things that we expose ourselves to, and the things that we're exposed to that we have no control over. All of these things today are factors that are negative against our good health. We have to work for our good health today. And if you're not working for it, you're going to end up in a situation where you're going to be fighting for it. And I have to tell you, you know, it's a rough situation if you are not able to regain after a stroke. You know, and for many people, you know, if you've never been around a stroke individual before, it's disheartening. Very disheartening. And I think for many of us, we just don't know how to relate to it. But imagine your body or parts of your body or half your body not working, not being able to do anything with that entire side of your body. You know, losing your leg, losing your arm, losing muscle tone, not being able to adjust yourself in bed, you know, not being able to feed yourself, dress yourself, go to the bathroom, even wheel half of a wheelchair, you know, things that you just can't do. You know, and we do bring a lot of these things on ourselves. Once in a while, there's a rarity, like what happened with my mom, a rarity. She doesn't have any of these pre-designated categories that she's involved in. So it was kind of a fluke that she had this stroke, but it was a bad one, but we were able to reverse it amazingly. But the thing is, if we're doing a lot of the things out there on a regular basis that are causing these problems, my goodness, I think we're asking for problems. And we have to be careful. When it comes to supplementation, things that are out there that are very, very effective. Obviously, a good whole food multiple vitamin. You have to have a place to start. But some things you might not be aware of. Magnesium is an amazing mineral. It's something that I think I find very important in many different categories. Magnesium is a mineral that I love recommending because it also helps with lowering of blood pressure and it helps with the muscles. It helps to improve insulin sensitivity, which leads to less inflammatory response in the body. Now, some people that take a lot of it can loosen their stool a little bit. And I know people that take it just because it helps to loosen their stool. But if you get leg cramps, if you can't relax in the evening, if you're high stress, if there's blood pressure issues or you're diabetic, chances are magnesium would be a great supplement to bring in. And obviously, I wouldn't go through the day without fish oil. Fish oils are amazing. The omega-3 fatty acids are so good for reducing blood pressure and inflammatory response and bringing down that LDL, that L for lousy cholesterol, getting it lower. And at the same time, helping to work with our body to get our HDL, our happy, good cholesterol. We want that one higher. We want the HDL high and the LDL low. That's the way we want it. But in many cases, the good one's too low and the bad one's too bad. But that's only one factor. One of the main things that I love about fish oils is the inflammatory reduction as well as the lubrication. So it's very, very effective for helping to, you know, keep your body, you know, in a very positive state. But fish oils and magnesium, and another thing is very effective is folic acid. Folic acid, one of the B vitamins, it's not a bad idea if you're in any of those categories to take an extra supplemental folic acid along with your B vitamins. Remember that homocysteine, the level of homocysteine in your body can badly damage tissue and cause a lot of things from clotting factors and endothelial dysfunctions and also works as a preventive for helping with stroke prevention. So folic acid is a great thing, and especially if you're stressed, especially if you're under a lot of stress. And then I like bringing in things like pycnogenol and grapeseed extract. Grapeseed extract is very, very important. Because of the proanthocyanins, which is a very, very potent free radical scavenger. And these scavengers lower the degree of inflammatory response inside the artery walls and prevent that bad LDL cholesterol from being deposited on the inside lining of the walls. You know, things that I don't talk a lot about, but I do enjoy are things like cayenne pepper. Now, the reason I like bringing in cayenne pepper, along with things like grapeseed, is grapeseed helps to make the tubing for what the blood flows through more permeable, more flexible, more soft, more bendable, more pliable, not rigid and brittle. And the cayenne pepper helps to move everything through nicely. It's like a traffic cop. It's kind of moving all the blood through the arterial walls in a nice, comfortable way. So one is your Roto-Rooter, if you will, and the other one is keeping the casing nice and strong and flexible. So it's very effective because circulation is obviously one of the things that we end up having strokes because of the lack of good circulation. And making sure that our tubing is flexible and being able to withstand pressure is good, and keeping blood pressure down and keeping our muscles and ligaments and our stress levels out of control and helping to lower the inflammatory response with things like fish oil and turmeric and magnesium and vitamin C and B vitamins. These things are so beneficial for helping to give us what we need to really make a difference in our overall health, and especially in this category, which we're seeing more and more of all the time. The topic today is stroke prevention. It's important. Sidestepping a stroke, knowing the information that you need to have at your fingertips, and at least in the back of your mind, so you could recognize one if you see it happening. I want to make sure that you are aware of all this information. But before we do that, give me 30 seconds. We'll get right back to the topic of sidestepping a stroke because I want to remind you about the wonderful people who make this show possible.
Got pain? Pain can wreck your life. Think of all the things you can do with less pain. Garden, play sports, hike, travel, and really enjoy your life. Curamin relieves pain due to overuse. It's safe, effective, and guaranteed. What are people saying about Curamin? The relief I felt was unreal. Curamin is absolutely amazing. Ask for the Terry Naturally brand Curamin at your favorite health food store today. That's Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. Curamin will change your life. Stop pain now. Does not interfere with stomach, liver, or kidney function. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA, and this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Stop pain now with Curamin.
So strokes. Interesting. You know, I'm one of those people that grew up at a time where I thought that it was good. It would be very beneficial for us to know about strokes, but I really never recognized the category being anything but the geriatric category. There's some books I want to recommend to you that might help as well. My Stroke of Insight, A Brain Scientist's Personal Journey by Jill Bolte Taylor. Also, Stronger After Stroke, Your Roadmap to Recovery by Peter G. Levine. The website of the week, this is a good one, Stroke Smart, www.strokesmart.org/new. Blogs you might want to look at, Stronger After Stroke, HTTP, which is recoverfromstroke.blogspot.com. We want all the information we can get. It's an information world. Let's just get the good information, you know, so that we can make better decisions and better choices. Because honestly, the same people that might have never thought it would be a category or an issue for them, those same people that may have a stroke, are also the ones that want to know everything they possibly can after the stroke occurs. And I understand that. I'd want to know everything I could. I'd want to know every avenue. I'd want to know every kind of therapy. I'd want to know all the supplementation. I'd want to keep my diet as good as possible. I was asked the other day, what kind of a diet would I recommend to someone who had a stroke? And I said, a Mediterranean diet. And they said, why would you do that? I said, because of what's not in the diet. And they looked at me kind of in a perplexed way, and he said, what do you mean? I said, well, a Mediterranean diet, first of all, has no processed food, no junk food, no fast food, no pre-made food, no microwavable foods, no heavy amounts of sugar and baked goods and bakery goods and pre-made, stripped-down white flour, bleach flour food products. And they said, well, what do you get in the diet? And I said, you get fresh fruits and vegetables, healthy grains, lots of fish, lots of things like olive oil and flaxseed oil, some healthy dairy, a glass of wine with dinner, a couple little squares of dark, dark chocolate, you know, and plenty of good quality food, but nothing preserved, everything fresh, lots of oils. And they said, well, why this diet? I said, because this is an anti-inflammatory way of eating. We are not adding inflammatory foods. The standard American diet today is inflammatory based. We are truly ourselves adding the inflammatory levels. We are creating more inflammation. Not that we already aren't living in a pool of inflammation from bad habits and vices and just life and stress in general, but we're eating all the foods that create even more inflammation in the body. These are frustrating ways of living, but comfortable because we've been doing it for so long, we just may not think any other way. And then we may have a heart attack or a stroke. And if you have a stroke at that point in time, it's grasping to regain what you had before. And we may not even be happy with where we were before the stroke, but it looks like a heavenly place to be after a stroke, that you've suffered paralysis or loss of speech, or you're trying to regain brain function again and bring yourself back to just where you were before. My mother was very lucky, and she's 81. They have never seen anyone regain full mobility and completely reset a stroke, especially no one that's in that age category. She's amazing, and I was very blessed to be able to have some good news and pass that on, because that is a drug, and it is a heavy-duty blood-thinning drug, and there were side effects that were possible, like bleeding in the liver and the kidneys and the stomach and those kind of things. And she's got some stomach sensitivity, but you know what? She has her wits about her, and she regained everything she had. So that's an amazing thing. Now, will I have her on a little bit of a different regime now? You bet I will. I'll have her on grapeseed extract and vitamin C and probably pycnogenol, more magnesium, probably a stronger whole food multiple vitamin, probably more omega-3 fatty acid, some turmeric. And yeah, I'll change her level. Of course, some good probiotics for her gut as well. But I will gladly do that because of the fact that once our body does have a stroke, we are a candidate for more of them. So you can't go back to your old way of living. You don't get that. You don't get the right to do that without the risk. You know, sometimes this is a wake-up call for some people. Some people get away from it, they feel great again, and they slide right back into the way they were living, and they have another stroke. And you may not be as lucky the second time. So I don't think we need to be scared about the strokes. I think we need to be wise about them. I think we need to be doing things that continually keeps our circulatory system working. We need to keep active. We need to keep moving. We need to keep our blood moving. We need to make sure that things are not sticky and adhering and causing, you know, freeway orange cone syndrome, which is what I love to call it, where you take a freeway and you take it down to 5 lanes, down to 4, down to 3, down to 2, down to 1, and you're squeezing all that traffic through one area. Well, that's a traffic jam waiting to happen. And that's what happens in our arterioles, you know, moving through. You know, you get a restricted blood flow and we're not getting the oxygen, not getting the nutrients, and you get enough stuff, sticky stuff, all building up in there. Pretty soon you're building a dam, and then the blood and oxygen stops and you get that big clot. And when the blood stops to the heart, we have a heart attack. And the blood stops to the brain, we have a stroke. You know, so are these things within our control? Yeah, they are. Are there issues and life issues we need to be focusing on? Oh, yeah. There's some things that we need to be focusing on, and we need to be better to ourselves. And I think one of the reasons that we're not is because we've gotten comfortable with living the way that we live. And I think for many of us, we've just kind of got away from the focus because we truly have put ourselves into a category where we have thought that this is something that is only for the old age individuals. Ginkgo biloba, another great herb that I think is amazing. Extract from the leaves of the ginkgo tree offers much promise for helping to minimize brain damage caused by a stroke. Very, very big proponent of that as well. I use ginkgo biloba every day. I take a lot of B vitamins. I was recommended to take that a long time ago, and I just took it for energy and stress. But now I know that there's more categories that we have to be aware of. We know today that in Western countries, strokes are the most common cause of this disabling neurologic damage category. We know it's high blood pressure and arterial sclerosis. We know it's hardening of the arteries from fatty buildup. And those are the major risks for strokes. The incidence of strokes has declined in recent decades, mainly because people are a little bit more aware of the importance of controlling their blood pressure and their cholesterol levels. We have to make sure that we're cutting back on things that cause more stress to the body, keeping our immune system heavier, stronger, more focused, and realizing that maybe going in for checkups a little bit more often and listening to our body when it's talking to us. We have to make sure that we are being aware of the signs and the symptoms of a stroke occurring in case you're in a group or you're in a crowd or you're sitting at a dinner table with people and you see someone that looks like they're having a stroke. You can act on it. Get 911 there immediately because it could save that person's life. And if not cut down on every bit of the side effects of the stroke, it could make their recovery that much better. So, you know, teach your younger kids, teach your folks, teach your coworkers, you know, have a class one day and just teach people what to look for in a stroke you know, and make sure that they're aware that there's things you can look for. And keep in mind, look for someone who's having trouble walking, a weakness on one side, trouble seeing and focusing, trouble speaking. Those are signs that someone could be having a stroke. And you're noticing it. You're being aware of it could save that person's life. And oh my goodness, that is such a wonderful thing. Because a lot of people are not aware of it. They'll be talking to the person there, they're having a stroke, and they just think the person is confused, you know, and because they're very, very similar. And every second that you waste, and every second that you're not aware, you can truly be in a category where you could be causing that individual to have a rough time in the recovery category. So I hope this was beneficial today. I've learned a lot about strokes over the last 30 years, but I'll tell you what, in the last 2 weeks, I've learned a heck of a lot even more because I fine-tuned my knowledge. I learned a lot. I learned a lot about a medication that I saw, even with side effects, that was a lifesaver called TTP, administered by the doctor. You have to be a candidate. So luckily she was. So I'm passing this on because, you know, we're aging as a community. I'm a baby boomer. So a lot of us in our category, we're now at risk because of our stress levels and because of the age we are and because of the things we've done way too much of over the years. So I hope that all of you will take the time to learn a little bit more about strokes, understand what to look for, some of the side effects of our standard American diet and our unhealthy living, some small changes we can make, increase your activity, quit smoking, drink a lot of water, have a glass of wine, cut back on your alcohol, big consumption, have a lot of anti-inflammatory foods, and make sure that you're doing everything you can to stay as healthy as possible. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke, and this is the Talk Healthy Today show on Radio MD, brought to you by Europharma. Visit them at europharmausa.com for more information on this and all of my show segments. Remember to go to my radio show page at radiomd.com and look for the Talk Healthy Today show. And look at those on-demand podcasts that are now available for download as they fit your schedule at Radio MD. I want to thank you all for taking the time to tune in today and listen to the show about sidestepping a stroke. Hopefully you learned a little bit. Maybe you got reminded about something, but hopefully you'll walk away with just a little bit of information in this very important category. I thank you for listening. Stay well.